Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
You know, I think the guys enjoy it. It's a hard thing to practice unless you walk it through, short yardage or goal lines because it's such a tight play. Just over experience, you just learn that you're better off just going live. You get to see how guys execute, and, you need a little bit of that practice because we don't practice that way all the time. So a little bit of toughness, how guys, how they are at the point of attack. It's pretty much a grunt play, so it's we enjoy watching it. Well, it's a fine line. I mean, as a coach, you hold your breath every day because it's a physical game, and, injuries are part of it. You try to minimize those. You're really trying to get football ready and make sure you got guys left to play football with. So it's a fine line and one that's never easy, and you do hold your breath every day. But, I believe you have to get in hitting shape, or otherwise your first game you get into, you get guys whacked. So conditioning them so they can, go to that contest and survive. We will tackle live. We only do 36 plays. We're going to go 12 plays, three different groups. Move the ball. We have NFL officials, Ed Hockley, and a few of his crew members are here. They'll go through the rules changes and points of emphasis tonight in the video. So just start guys getting kind of, game programmed, game ready. And same thing with our family fest down at the Soldier Field. I think it's a, we don't have a preseason game this week, and, this kind of mirrors it to some degree. It's a little bit of a taste for us to see how they operate under pressure. He is athletic. He does care. He does compete. So if a guy does that, really doesn't matter what round he was in or where he came from. They're ultra competitive, and to me, that's kind of the difference maker, I think, in choosing your team and choosing football players. So, again, I've only had a few practices with him, but he's, he's athletic, he's got size, he's got length, and he cares about it. I've been very impressed. I think, with any veteran player or anytime you come in as a new coach, you, like I said the other day, you file things you hear and reps and all that stuff, but, you really formulate your own opinion, and he's, he's been a good performer for us thus far. Yeah, this is like going back to college. It's like spring ball. One side of the ball is always PO'd. It's like a boxing match or an MMA fight. You're not going to land every punch, and you're going to get punched. I mean, that guy practices too, and it's the same way when you compete against each other. The key is that they're competing and understand how to do it and yet make each other better every day. These guys got to earn their way. I mean, there's no free rides. They compete. He's a very competitive dude. I think, going all the way back, we drafted him. I didn't think as much of him that back there because I cut him, but not really. But then we rejoined forces in Denver, and he stepped in and did a really good job for us in Denver. And he brings experience in our system. I think the center position is kind of the quarterback of the O-line with calls and whatnot. That's pretty true of most teams. And he brings an element of toughness, and I think he's shared that with his teammates here.